In the book of Wisdom, chapter 11, verse 16, 15 and 16, can we put that on the board right quick? I know some of you never heard of this, but does anybody know where the book of Wisdom is found? In the Catholic Bible, yeah, that's right, in the Apocrypha, yeah. And look in chapter 11, when I read this one day, I just jumped. Because I had actually a friend gave me a Catholic Bible because I had to go to Ireland and teach Catholics one time. And before I went, they told me, said, now the people that paid for mine and Cheryl's airfare to go over there said, if you go over there with a King James Bible, these Catholics are going to throw you out. I said, what kind of Bible do I need? They said, you need a Catholic Bible. So, okay. So I said, I got to get me a Catholic Bible. Well, the next Sunday, a man in the church, which come to my church a lot, which he was a Catholic, he brought me a Catholic Bible. He said, Thurman, here, I bought you one. And so he gave me this Catholic Bible, and of course, I read lots of it, and come upon this book of wisdom. This is not in the King James Bible, but in the Apocrypha, it's in there. And in chapter 11, verse 15, it says, in return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might learn that one is punished by the very thing by which one sins. Woo! Boy, that's tough, isn't it? So if you're looking at something you shouldn't be looking at and you start going blind, you need to change, right? So you see where I'm coming from. If you're stealing things with your hands, you start coming down with problems in your hand. Pain, arthritis, who knows? But what's God trying to do? He's trying to get you out of that sin. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to show you that sin brings all these consequences. Now then, let's go to Psalms 101, verses 1 through 8, and I want to read in the NLT. That'll be okay. Psalms 101, verses 1 through 8. There's some very good stuff in the Psalms. I will sing of your love and justice. I will praise you, Lord, with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to my aid? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. Now then, if we take this to heart, what kind of a life does God expect out of us? Blameless. Is that what he said? Blameless and a life of integrity. Now, I mean, I realize the world out there, they're not going to live blameless. They're not going to be people of integrity. You know, you can't trust these kind of people. But if you declare that I am a born-again Christian, should your goal be to live a blameless life before God and people? Yes, it sure should. And should your life, should you make a decision when you get saved, I will be a woman or a man of integrity. If I tell anybody, if I tell my husband something, I don't care what happens, it's going to be the truth and never a lie. I'm going to be a woman of integrity. Or if I'm the husband, I'm going to be a husband of integrity. When I make a commitment to my wife or whatever, I'm going to forgive her and love her till death do us part. Is that what we should do? So how many divorces should there be in the church? So what's wrong with us then? We really messed up, aren't we? Now, why are we so messed up? It's a lack of knowledge of the Word. You know, most people, they get a divorce. They don't even know God says, I hate divorce. They don't even know it. You know, and you know, lots of men that have been through a divorce never realize that when they divorced that first wife, or whichever one, I'll just say the first one, when they divorced her, that God hates a divorce, and it's like heaping cruelty upon his wife whenever he divorced her, and then he doesn't support her, he doesn't support the children or anything, he just lets her go her way, lets her make a living for those children and everything, and then he wonders why that all of a sudden, he used to get a prayer answered once in a while, but now then all of a sudden, he never gets a prayer answered. So he quits praying because prayer don't work. God don't listen anyway, you know. Yeah, he listens all right until you did what you did with your wife. And when you divorced your wife and you let her make the living and you let her support the children and you don't take the bull by the horns and do what God told you to do, forget it. You ain't going to get a prayer answered. God's not going to answer your prayer. Now then, how can you change that? Repent and support your children until they get grown. Take care of that woman. Do what God told you to do, and then He will forgive you, and He will start answering your prayers again. Isn't that amazing? But see, a lot of men never know this. So we have, I've heard 50 to 60% of the people in church have been divorced and remarried. At least 50 to 60%. You know? So, it's just like I told a man the other day. This man had, he's been divorced. And then he married a woman that had been divorced. And, I mean, it wasn't long after they got married till they were having a knockdown dragout. They lived together for 6 months with no problems till they got married. And now all of a sudden, when they get married, they're fighting. They didn't fight before. All of a sudden, whenever they get married, she becomes his property. And she really is. And when he asks her, honey, I want dinner at 6 o'clock. She should jump to that to fix that dinner, 6 o'clock. That's what she's supposed to do. But she says, well, I'm going to be doing this or I got to go somewhere, so I'll try to be around by 7 or 8. Oh, honey, but I need dinner at 6. I got to go do this or do that. Well, you know, you'll have to fix it yourself. No, that ain't the way it's supposed to be. God made the woman to take care of the man. And a lot of women don't do what they're supposed to do. So when they don't do what they're supposed to do, you know, then they get cut off. One of them gets cut off from their prayers being answered. People just don't realize. Just like God said in His Word. God says, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church. He said, if you don't, I won't answer your prayer. It's real clear. You can't get no clearer than that, can you? Look what He says here. And after Psalms 101, verse 3 and 4, let's go to the next two verses. Be a man and woman of integrity. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. What happens if we don't know these things and we look at them anyway? I mean, one of the things that's so obvious today is pornography. You know, I mean, I knew a man that they went to churches and ministered to pastors, and last time I talked to him, 43% of every church they've been to, the pastors look at pornography in their office. 43%. I thought, wow. In fact, I'll tell you what, the other day, I'm in my office right in there, and I was going to look up specs on some airplane. Specs on an airplane. And so I pulled up a whole bunch of stuff under Google, different websites, specs about airplanes. So this one, I clicked on it, and it went to some place where I didn't know where it was. It said, enter your password to get to this. I said, if I have to enter a password, I ain't going to get there. So I just clicked the back arrow key, and when I did, it took me to a porn site that just, all I could see was naked women all over the screen of my computer. I closed the whole thing right then, and then I called Dave. I said, Dave, I don't know how this got on my computer, but you got to come show me how it don't happen again. So Dave come in there and said, no problem, this is the way you do it. He's going through so fast, I can't keep up with what he's doing. And all of a sudden, he clicks on something, and there they are again. I said, oh, that's what I saw, Dave, right there. He said, whoop, click, we don't want them. And so all of a sudden, it didn't make it. If what he did, we could not stop that. Every once in a while, that crazy picture would come back up on my screen. I said, Dave, what do we got to do to get rid of this? He said, we'll just reformat your hard drive and start over. I said, okay. So he reformatted my computer, and praise God, from that day to this, I ain't never seen no more of that junk. Now then, I wasn't even trying to get to it. I'm looking for specs on an airplane. And I get a website of pornography. Now, if they're doing that, and you've got children running around looking at your computers, you know how easy it is for your child to click the wrong place, and you're going to see this kind of junk? If they get to looking at that and continue to meditate on that, God tells us right here in His Word, I will refuse to look at anything vile or vulgar. Should that be the goal of every Christian man and woman? Yes. Now then, what if you do get to looking at it? Well, Cheryl and I had an experience with a couple one time up in the north. He had a tumor behind his left eye that was cancerous. So we go up there. We fly up there to minister to this man. And I find out here, this young man, 40 years old, he's looking at pornography. He is sinning against his wife. That's why he's got a problem in his left side of his head, in his left eye. He's got cancer in his left eye because he's sinning against his wife in pornography. I get them to repent of their sins. We pray for him, and the guy gets well. The cancer goes away. I mean, he's clean. And about 6 or 8 months later, he calls me and says, the cancer has come back. I says, have you gone back to looking at that trash again? He said, but Pastor, I can't stop it. I said, oh, yes, you can. How can he stop it? He's not in the Word enough. And do you know what? It wasn't very long. He died. 40-something years old. He got healed the first time, and then he goes back to his stupid sin, and now then he has committed the sin unto death, and God ain't hearing nothing except, it's over for you. I give you a chance. Yeah, and he left a wife, and it was three children, a wife and three, you know, middle-sized children to fend for themselves. Hey, let me tell you, it ain't worth it, is it? No, it ain't worth it. I will refuse to look at anything vile or vulgar. I hate all crooked dealings. I will have nothing to do with them. Should that be the decision that we make as Christians? Yes. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from every evil. That's a goal of Christians. You do what this psalm says right here, and you won't have any sickness, I can guarantee you. Verse 5 and 6, there's only 8 verses here. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit and pride. I will keep a protective eye on the godly so they may dwell with me in safety. Only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve me. Think about what he just said. The people that's going to serve you, that's going to work for you, that's going to work with you, you should require they be above reproach.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.